It's vital that the public, especially teenagers, be made more aware that gambling can be harmful, says Dr. Durand F. Jacobs, clinical psychiatrist and spokesperson for the National Council on Problem Gambling. At first, Lisa's gambling paid off. Frequently, I'd go to the casino with $20 and walk out with $300 or $400, she says. I didn't have a lot of money, and so it was a big thrill.
As we read more about compulsive gambling, it sounds to me like it's a lot like being addicted to drugs or alcohol. Some compulsive gamblers lose so much money that to keep gambling, they sometimes steal, cheat, and ignore their responsibilities. I know that can also happen when people are addicted to drugs or alcohol. They spend all their money on their habit and forget to take care of things or people in their lives. It's weird that an activity like gambling can become an addiction, just like something you put in your body, but I guess it can. Let's keep reading from the first line of the third paragraph, which says, Lisa was in the early stage of a gambling problem.
Lisa was in the early stage of a gambling problem. Compulsive gambling often begins with a big win or wins, explains Laura Letson, executive director of the New York Council on Problem Gambling, a nonprofit group. It feels so good, they keep gambling. Lisa's winning stage lasted about 4 months. By then, she was spending all her free time at the casino. She'd go there alone and spend a few hours. Then she'd pick up her mom or a friend and return to the casino, pretending she hadn't been there already. She entered what experts call the losing stage, and her losses began mounting. I'd win a jackpot every now and then, Lisa says, but everything I won